When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, November 12th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles High School principal arrested and placed on administrative leave. Paso Robles man killed in a car crash on Highway 101 in San Luis Obispo. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sun today, highs in the upper 60s. It's 56 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Paso Robles High School's principal, Megan Fletcher, was taken into custody by the Paso Robles Police Department at about 10:45 a.m. on Monday, November 10th. A release by the school district says that she was on campus at the time of the arrest and at no point was there any danger to students or staff. The school district says she was placed on administrative leave following this incident and that they are unable to share any further details. The school district also notes that this is unrelated to an incident back in June of 2025, where Fletcher was involved in a traffic incident while operating a district vehicle. The district said Fletcher was not charged with a hit and run, as is being rumored. The Paso Robles Police Department says that on Monday, she was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. At about 9 a.m., a school resource officer contacted police regarding an employee possibly being under the influence of alcohol. Following Fletcher's arrest, she was released. During Fletcher's leave, Mike Susink will act as the interim principal for Paso Robles High School. Man killed in a car crash on Highway 101, identified. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:09.
Blazin Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesdays starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:10. A Passerbles resident was killed in a car crash on Highway 101 late last week. CHPC received the report of the crash at about 7:14 p.m. on Friday on southbound Highway 101 near Madonna Road. The crash was between a car and a pedestrian, but the exact circumstances are still unclear. CHP says the man who died in the incident is 45-year-old Jonas Michael Gillespie of Paso Robles. The incident is still under investigation by CHP, with no further information available at this time. The next ad hoc committee meeting for food trucks in Paso Robles has been scheduled for Wednesday, November 12th at the Norris Room in Centennial Park. The meeting will start at 6 p.m. and a Spanish translator will be provided. Food truck ad hoc committee meetings consist of council members Steve Gregory and Chris Bausch, appointed to engage with local stakeholders to gather feedback for future action items regarding food truck regulations in the city. No changes to existing regulations will be made during these ad hoc meetings. This meeting, city staff will present an overview of concerns raised by the last meeting, share findings made by staff, and make recommendations to ad hoc committee members. The full staff report is available online. Applause Children's Theater will be presenting two holiday-themed shows this November. The first will be The Sound of Music, November 14th and 15th, with three different showtimes across the two dates. The second will be Charlie Brown Christmas, November 22nd, with two showtimes. Applause Children's Theater is a local theater nonprofit organization that nurtures aspiring young actors in the community. Charlie Brown Christmas has been an annual show put on by Applause Children's Theater. Here's the director and founder of APC, Vicki Mullen, on that.
My goal with Charlie Brown was to have kind of a beginner show, and I also wanted a community show. I wanted a show that we could do on a very low cost budget. You know, the sets are all the same. The kids do not change costumes, so they're learning how to just stay in one costume. And we could offer it to our community for a, you know, children for free or only a dollar, and our adult rate, we could lower that cost so that all kids could finally experience live theater. I hadn't planned to do it every year, but so many people said, oh my goodness, I hope this will be a annual thing like the Nutcracker is. So we did, and it's been wonderful and fills up very quickly. So if kids, parents haven't gotten tickets yet for it, they should quickly, because it will definitely sell out. It almost is.
The Sound of Music is the advanced show for APC this holiday season. For tickets and more information, you can go to applausechildrenstheater.com. The County Office of Emergency Services announced there will be a low-volume siren test today and tomorrow. The test will run along the Diablo Canyon Emergency Planning Zone, covering an area of San Luis Obispo from Cayucas to the Napomo Mesa. This includes the Five Cities area, Avila Beach, Sea Canyon, Price Canyon, Baywood Park, Los Osos, the city of San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay. Growl tests start today and tomorrow were initially scheduled for October, but had to be rescheduled due to the Diablo Canyon refueling outage. Sirens will be tested individually for just a few seconds at low volume. No action is required on part of the public during this time. Early warning system sirens are used for any local emergency where the public is needed to take action. This includes a tsunami, dam failure, or other natural or man-made disasters. In sports, in the NFL on Thursday, the Jets will face the Patriots. In the NBA, the Thunders beat the Warriors 126-102, the Nuggets over the Kings 122-108, the 76ers beat the Celtics 102-100, the Knicks over the Grizzlies 133-120, the Raptors beat the Nets 119-109. Tonight, the Kings will face the Hawks, the Clippers will go against the Nuggets, the Lakers will face the Thunder, and the Warriors will go against the Spurs. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California News coming up next.
I've had my cars repaired at Davis Body Shop on multiple occasions.
Camille talks about her experiences at Davis Body Shop.
Each time I've been greeted by very friendly and professional staff members. Patrick conducts a thorough assessment of the damage and provides a detailed overview of what the repairs will entail. Their quality of work is exceptional. Thanks, Davis Body Shop.
And thank you, Camille, for sharing your story. When customers write Davis Body Shop, we read each and every letter or email, and we listen to everything you have to say. After all, that's why we've been around for over a half a century, and that's why we are the longest established shop on the Central Coast. We are the Auto Collision Specialist. If you ever need auto body repair service, remember Davis Body Shop on El Camino Real Atascadero and at Paso Robles Chevrolet on Theater Drive. And maybe you too will say,
thanks, Davis Body Shop.
California Headline News. Newly released video shows the driver of a light rail train in San Francisco dozing off to sleep before the train sped through city streets, nearly striking a car and jolting passengers. The train finally stopping, the driver addressing those passengers.
I'm sorry. Relax. We didn't crash.
The train traveling at about 50 miles an hour while navigating a curve far above normal operating speed. Late night host Jimmy Kimmel pays an emotional tribute in Los Angeles to his longtime band leader and best friend, Clito Escobedo, who died Tuesday at the age of 59.
Even though I'm heartbroken to lose him, I'm going to take yet another lesson from him and acknowledge how lucky I was to have him literally at my side for so many years.
Escobedo had been absent from the show recently as he dealt with his illness. His parents on hand for Tuesday night's show. Atmospheric river forecast to begin potentially heavy rains in California this week. Jeff Scott, California News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and top users make $200 to $300 per month.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUMPER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Do you want to power your family with fresh, nutritious local meats? I'm Susanna Luthy Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband Garrett is a 6th-gen Cambria cattle rancher, and we offer grass-fed beef, both wholesale and USDA packaged. And we are proud to announce our fresh local bison is available for pre-sale now at a discount. Order now at TaylorRanch1868.com. We deliver locally. Support the food world that you want to live in at TaylorRanch1868.com.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. With cotton prices around the world continuing to stagnate, California growers planted fewer acres this year than almost any time in the past century. Upland cotton is at 85 to 90 cents a pound right now. That's the same darn price as when I started 30 years ago, said Roger Isom, CEO of the California Cotton Ginners and Growers Association. It's tough out there for our farmers, he said. California farmers planted 91,000 acres of Pima cotton and about 15,000 acres of upland cotton this year, a 38% drop in Pima, but a 30% increase from upland in 2024, the CCGA reported. Overall, cotton acreage declined 33%. Kings County continued to lead in plantings with about 47,000 of the state's 106,000 acres. Quality is great, but the demand is down, Merced County farmer Jeff Bansibo said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic Report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Clouds and sunshine today with highs in the upper 60s. South-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s. South winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with about a 90% chance of a half inch of rain. Highs in the mid-60s. South winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Friday into the weekend and on Monday. About a chance of showers each day and a half inch of rain on Saturday. Partly cloudy on Tuesday and Wednesday. Low 60s Friday into the weekend and on Monday and Tuesday, 65 a week from today. Currently, it is 55 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
Need traffic control for your next project or event? Rent local with Avila Traffic Safety. We've got everything from light towers, message boards, custom signage, and certified crews ready to go. And the best part, every dollar you spend with us stays right here, supporting local jobs, boosting the local economy, and reinvesting your tax dollars into our community. Whether it's roadwork, parades, or public safety, we've got your lane covered. Call us today at 805-461-1600. Thanks for choosing Avila Traffic Safety.
When you use our traffic control services, you can expect the most competitive prices as well as local support. From traffic control plans, pilot car and flagging services, light towers, message boards, aero boards, as well as a full line of traffic safety rental equipment. We have been at your service since 2009 and have traffic safety professionals who are available to discuss your projects as well as your traffic control solutions. For more information, visit us online at avalatraffic.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open higher. The Dow's trading in record territory. There's optimism about progress to reopen the U.S. government. David Nicholas of Nicholas Wealth Management sees a rally once the government reopens. AMD shares are up 7% after the company predicted its profit will triple by 2030. Foxconn, the company known for assembling iPhones, reported a 17% jump in profit in its recent quarter and says it will work with OpenAI, maker of ChatGPT. Chevron could also be involved in artificial intelligence. The energy company says it's in negotiations to supply natural gas to a West Texas plant to serve an AI data center, though the stock opened narrowly lower. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for a client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Step into the blenders and embrace the season in style. We're here to help you transition your wardrobe for fall. Slip into a soft sweater, long cardigan, or seasonal outerwear. Add a beautiful scarf to instantly refresh your favorite outfit. Complete your look with our stunning accessories and leather handbags, a perfect finishing touch. Check out Merle Norman's Fall Color Collection, everything you'll need to pull your autumn style together. Come experience it all at The Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL. To join us on the Wednesday edition on The Right Choice. Here I am, I'm drunk again. Little Mo Bandy over there. George Strait and the rest of it.
When you hear the morning exchange,
listen to the sound of the American Hall.
KPRL.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Well, well, well. A little bit of information here on an issue. Once again, a negative spotlight on the Paso Robles School District where they need millions of dollars to make sure things are going right.
Here I am. I'm drunk again.
Okay, let's see here. Because alcohol is considered a disease, it's California law alcoholism. Alcoholism and drug addiction may be considered a protected disability under state and federal law, but employers can still enforce their drug and alcohol policies to prohibit the possession, use, or impairment at work. The California Labor Code expressly states that the law does not prohibit an employee from refusing to hire or discharging an employee who, because of the current employee's use of alcohol or drugs, is unable to perform to his or her duties or cannot perform the duties in manner which would not endanger his or her health or safety or the health of others. Now, the California Family Rights Act entitles employees to up to 12 weeks of job-protected leave for alcohol-related disabilities. After the 12 weeks, extended leaves of absence may be a further responsible accommodation under both California and federal law. The requirement to accommodate employees when they return to or remain in the workplace, which may include granting time off or intermediate leave to attend Alcohol Anonymous meetings and other groups, etc., etc., etc. Okay, also here we have, All right, so we had a caller talking about the principal's situation at Paso Robles High School, and let's see here. According to what I was sent me, and this is from the school, from Paso Robles High School, the administrative team, principal and assistant, and under principal it has the drunk, and then her assistant, it's an office manager. Then they have assistant principals. There are, according to this, four of them. Four assistant principals. And then I looked past that, and I saw office support staff. All right, there are, let me see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 office support staff. Okay. And then under that, I came across counseling. It says counseling and support staff. And let's see here. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 13 of those of counseling and support staff. And I thought, okay, well, good. Haven't been in school for a long time. Don't know. So, curiosity. We have a, it says a counselor A through DE. I don't know what that means. A wellness counselor. A counselor, an English learner specialist, dual enrollment counselor, counselors RI through Z, counselors LIRE, again, I don't know what that means, counselor DILE, and then we have a mental health therapist, a psychologist, another mental health therapist, that's two, an occupational therapist, a speech language pathologist, and then we have another psychologist. Those are all under this that this person sent me. Thank you very much. So the question again came up in the first hour. Should this person get a second chance? A second chance. What do you think? 238-5775 or text. Let's see here. What is this? I don't know what this has to do, but I'll read it anyway. The reason Blue Cross supported Prop 50 is the Democrats are willing to give the money to hide a failing socialized Medicare attempt. Our president has better ideas to tackle health care costs. All right. Speaking of that, because this came up Monday with Susanna. She does a lot of research. And the numbers, again, at that time were that over 4 million Republicans, registered Republicans in California, did not vote in this past election. 4 million. Now, the last count I saw, it was about the same, well, not the same, about 50% of Republicans in this county registered did not vote. Now, think about those numbers, and I guess it would be foolish to say that all 4 million plus of those Republicans would have voted no on it, but probably a pretty good percent. And I forget what the numbers she had on independents, too. So between that, the state, and the county, I can tell you this. That for those Republicans who sat home and allowed this Prop 50 to pass, I would not want any of you ever putting on any kind of uniform and playing with me on a team. None of you. Because you let the others win. You let the other side win. I wouldn't want you on my team for all the gold in China, or tea in China, rather. Disgraceful. Hi, good morning.
Hi. Hi. I called for some clarification, to give some clarification. On the air, the gentleman was just reading, saying that he didn't know what the A through BE and the F through R something meant. Those are students' last names.
So they have principals for...
The counselors.
Oh, well, okay, let me go to the counselors. So they're a counselor for students with letters, their last name A through D.
Right, and then after that, it's the next group, E through something. You didn't know what they were, and I just wanted to clarify and say those are students' last names. They divvy it up into the alphabet. That's why they have so many counselors.
Okay, so this then let me go back to something else here that they have the same here. Well, I shouldn't say same, but see if you can clarify this for me. For example, under one of the assistant principals, it says class of 28. Okay, I get that. And ninth grade, and they do the same thing with the last name.
I don't know. I just know that when you were going through there, and I forget, you said A through something, and then another one, I just thought, well, that's the alphabet. That's how they do it, you know. They can't have one counselor for A through Z. They have to have someone that takes, and then a student comes in, and they say, what's your last name? The student tells them, and they say, oh, this is your counselor. They have the, you know, whatever it might be. That's all. I just wanted to let you know.
Okay. You heard about this, the incident regarding the principal, haven't you?
Yes.
Do you think she should get a second chance?
Oh, I don't know. I can't weigh in. I mean, I don't want to weigh in on that. It depends. It really depends. Does she have a drinking problem? I mean, did she come to school drunk? It sounds like she came in the morning drinking. If she came to school drunk, I think, no, you're done. If she was drinking with friends one night out on the road after a get-together, that may be a different story. Not that I condone drinking and driving, but if she showed up for work drunk, I think that's... You know, and then again, she can get counseling. It can be, you can take some time and revisit it at a later date. But just from what I heard, if she showed up for work after drinking, then that's sort of a no-no right there. I have an appointment. I must go. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for the help. Well, again, according to what you read, is that residents have voiced concern that she's had this issue for quite a bit. Now, you know, again, from the caller, one of the callers from last hour, that, well, there are people on social media that say, you know, give her a second chance.
Also, I think I can clarify a little bit on the principals that you were asking about, because I'm looking at it right now. You're asking about why it says, you know, ninth grade A through G, or class of 2029 H through OE.
That would be they're taking the freshmen and sophomores or whatever.
Yeah, that's basically it. So they've got one for classes of 26, 27, and 28. Ninth graders right now are the class of 2029. So they've got them divvied up between three of the assistant principals based on their last name.
Okay, and then they have all these counselors by last names, too. You see that, right?
Yeah.
A through D, E.
Yeah, I see that.
Okay. That's, well, again, I know things are different and so forth, but it seems like they have a lot of counselors at the school. Now, this is just, now, is this the... this is just the high school. So you have a dual enrollment counselor, a wellness counselor, mental health therapist, two psychologists, actually two mental health therapists, occupational therapist, speech language pathologist. They have a lot of people here on the staff and so forth. So I guess that's become the norm in most school, I'm assuming, in California in particular. That's a lot of people for dwindling enrollment, too. So, all right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Coming to a city near you. Get ready for this, folks. Tobacco and nicotine ban sparks backlash from businesses, and this is a coastal town. And it's Tiburon, California.
I don't know where that is, but it says it's a coastal town. Oh, it's in Marin County. And it says they have moved to, or they have moved to prohibit the sale of all tobacco. The town council unanimously passed an ordinance that would ban the sale of cigarettes, cigars, vapes, e-cigarettes, and all other nicotine products. And they're just pleased as punch to have this because it's going to save lives and save the environment. I wonder if they allow marijuana to be purchased or alcohol to be purchased in this county or this town as well. And, of course, we're going to bring in the local youth in Marin County. Apparently in Marin County that the local youth vaping at twice the national average. Maybe you might want to look into that. So they're doing this to reduce teen addiction. By banning all tobacco sales here, we are preventing youth from getting addicted, and they are also going to not only save the youth, but they are going to be protecting the environment as well. Okay. I don't know what percentage of people in those areas do things, but wonder where their tax base they'll be losing out on. So, as I always go back to, these are legal products. Legal products. Morning, Kevin. Sounds like there's more staff than students at the school. Well, it's getting closer. It's getting closer with the numbers, and the anticipation is of, you've heard that the numbers will go down more at Paso Robles High School with kids leaving, parents pulling them out. They don't want this, the association, the nonsense. The other thing I'll go back to about giving a second chance, you know, you've done some damage to your school once again. You have been portrayed, not through the media, because the media doesn't make up the stories and the nonsense that goes out on at this school. You create the problem or the issue. And once again, a dark cloud has been portrayed at Paso Robles High School. Now, in a position such as that, as a principal, is there any way that the respect, number one, and I guess the reputation that harms the school, can that ever be put back together? You have somebody in a leadership that apparently, again, on the outside from what I have been learning, has had some issues regarding this for a while. And again, why was it not taken care of or at least addressed prior to this, again, embarrassment for the high school? Hi, good morning.
You nailed it. It has to be leadership by example, and especially in such a high-profile public position where you're influencing kids and young adults. I think the best course of action, she should step down and go quietly, deal with her legal issues, but she, you know, she set an example for the kids, which is the wrong one. Now she needs to correct that and set the right one. If she doesn't do it, the school board needs to do it. On a related issue, Kevin.
Hold on a second, though.
Sure.
If something that somebody told me regarding California and some federal law regarding, because this could be considered a disability, which I'm sure that her attorney will let her know that. Do you think this school board would have enough guts, or would they say, well, our attorneys say we can't do this, or it's going to cost us money if we did fire her?
So I'm a retired executive. I have never heard of alcoholism, the disease, as a disability being used as a defense in any type of employment law. And I'm sure you have some attorneys or employment law attorneys listening to your show. I think, you know, if they had to keep her, I suppose they'd have to make reasonable accommodation. But there's two things here. There's violation of the law, okay? And then there's the, she has the disease of alcoholism. Well, she violated the law and set a bad example. I guess if you had a wooden leg and you were trying to drive the KPRL mobile around town, your leg got stuck under the dash and you sped through a couple of red lights, I guess that the you could say, hey, I have a disability and it's not my fault. But I don't know. I don't think the two go together. She could try challenging it in court and cost the school district and us more money, but she needs to go quietly into the night, cure her disease, and become a counselor somewhere in Tibet on a mountaintop where they'll listen to her.
Well, what we've seen, though, in not only in the school district, but in other areas of the county and our own police department is, well, we're going to have a personnel decision, and it's not going to be released, but we're just going to write a check because it's going to be cheaper.
Yeah, because we have lily-livered board members. What we need to do, move our kids to St. Rose or to the Templeton School District. I mean, no more bonds, no more bending over backwards for this school. If it wasn't for the award-winning shop class there, where, you know, real kids are learning real skills for the real world, would have nothing to do with it. And every time they bring up a new bond, I'm so ticked off that Chris Williams, you know, called me up a decade ago and convinced me to vote for that bond measure for the aquatic center or whatever it is. I'm so ticked off that I did that, and I'm more ticked off every April 15th. Hey, on a related issue, so I graduated high school in 1979. I'm sure we had one principal, one vice principal. There was only one teacher in every classroom. We had two guidance counselors for the entire high school. There was no associates of anything, no teacher's aides, no deputy principals or whatever they call them here. I'm sure we got along just fine, and we were scared crapless of the vice principal, and everybody graduated and everybody did just fine. We weren't mollycoddled, and we're just, I don't understand why we're breaking our wallets, not spending on kids and education, but on crap, like all these ancillary positions and all that. I want to recommend a book real quick before I go, The Coddling of the American Mind by Greg Lukianoff and Jonathan Haidt. It's, again, The Coddling of the American Mind, How Good Intentions and Bad Ideas Are Setting Up a Generation for Failure. Anyway.
Yes, indeed, that word, good intentions.
That's right. You know, and you know where the pavers come from on the road to hell.
You got that right. Okay, thank you.
Take care.
All right, we also have your student record specialist, family bilingual advocate, attendance technician, ASB accounting technician, library career center tech, attendance clerk, and it just says clerk 9 through 12. Okay, here you go. We're going to exit this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The County Office of Emergency Services announced there will be a low-volume siren test today and tomorrow. Tests will run along the Diablo Canyon Emergency Planning Zone, covering an area of San Luis Obispo County from Cayucas to the Napomo Besa. Paso Robles High School's principal, Megan Fletcher, was taken into custody by the Paso Robles Police Department at about 10:45 a.m. on Monday, November 10th. She was placed under administrative leave. The school district is unable to comment, but the Paso Robles Police Department says she was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. Mike Susank will act as interim principal during her leave. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley.
43 days and ready to be done. The House returns for tonight's final vote to reopen the government, pay the federal workers who've gone without, and restore air traffic from flight cuts and delays.
Air traffic controllers share the exact same frustration as American flying public, that they should not be the pawns in any type of government shutdown.
Nick Daniels, president of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, tells Fox their promise to get 70% of their back pay within 48 hours. But if the House vote fails, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy warns by Monday, some airlines may make a serious decision not to fly. The measure to reopen the government does not include Obamacare subsidies. Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem tells Fox Operation Criminal Return picked up 150 illegal migrant sex offenders who targeted children in Florida. America's listening to Fox News.
Calco Safety has a work clothes deal for you. In the corner of the Albertsons Shopping Plaza in Paso Robles, Calco Safety will sell you the Bonanza work boots at 15% off and then give you a long or short sleeve work shirt and a free pair of leather work gloves and throw in free safety glasses. Do the box stores do that for you? Tell your friends to shop local and get their work outfit at a huge discount. Calco Safety in the corner of the UPS store in Paso Robles.
Brought to you by the good folks, the very good folks at Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement, get it done by the pros. Well, we're going to have some sunshine a little bit later on, but clouds will be mixed in for the effect. Highs right around 70, clouds tonight, and getting cloudier as we move along tonight and overnight. Overnight lows in the mid-50s and showers in the morning about 60%, and that'll pick up a little bit. That has been downgraded just a little. Highs in the mid-60s on Thursday, maybe some rain, about a 30% chance on Friday, mid-60s, low 60s, back up to a 75% chance of rain on Saturday, a.m. showers about a 30% on Sunday, then some clouds, maybe some showers, 50% on Monday, low 60s, partly cloudy, low 60s Tuesday, mid-60s next Wednesday. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 6:37 a.m., 4:59 p.m., we are at 56 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at great prices. All righty, folks, today is the last day to play. Well, not today. This Saturday is the last day to place your order for the Paso Robles High School Bearcats softball and baseball Christmas tree wreaths. And they have the green fundraisers. You know, they've got all the swags, the cedar garland and the round wreath and the noble fir and the Douglas fir trees are absolutely beautiful. We've gotten them a few times ourselves here at the station and at the Rattlesnake Ranch. So pickup will be December 5th and Saturday, December 7th, so you can visit their website at the Paso Robles High School and get these things. They're really beautiful, and of course, they smell good because they're real. Yes, indeed. Fundraising dinner and live auction coming up this Saturday at the Estrella Warbirds Museum on Dry Creek Road, and this is help support your local food pantry. That would be Loaves and Fishes. Yes, indeed, and they'll have, let's see, it's from 4:30 till 8 o'clock. And important facts about Loaves and Fishes, they're not government-funded, supported entirely by the community. It's a family center. They serve housed individuals that are struggling to put food on their table. And so, again, it is local, 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 local. And Loaves and Fishes is a nonprofit organization. So if you can make this, they have tables for 8, and just become a sponsor or donate a live auction item, or if you would just like to do something for the local Loaves and Fishes here in Paso Robles, you can make a donation. They would appreciate it. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and of course, dinner Wednesday through Sunday. We have 6 minutes away from 8 at the right choice, KPRL.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Remember, they've got that special event going on through tomorrow, and that is they've got buyers there to buy your jewelry and art, your used valuables. Go to Bella Jewel Facebook.com. All right, we missed yesterday's. We'll get catch up. Andy Tripp, Jennifer Roden, and Tom Ferwilla, Coralie McMillan, Scott Smith, not Mrs. Wiebe, but Deanna Wiebe, Ronnie Watkins, and Janet and David Grummet. Catching up today, we're here. Carl Mumford, Joanne Rubino, Brian Thorndike, Vanessa Aspero, close, Patty Silva. We have, who else do we have? Jolly Johnson, Adriana Neal, Joseph Amaral, Katie Banish, and Rob and Angela McKee. All right, those are our local celebrities. On my right-hand side, some folks you probably have heard of. Elizabeth Stanton, the women's right activist, 1815-1902. Sun Yat-sen, the leader of China way back, 1866-1925. Jackie Oakey, the actor, 1903-1978. Jo Stafford, boy, she could sing, 1917-2008. Kim Hunter, the actress, 1922-2002. George Ratterman, quarterback, Notre Dame and the Bills and the Browns and others, 1926-2007. Grace Kelly, 1927-1982. Bob Crewe, he was one of the great songwriters and producers with the Four Seasons, also the Bob Crewe generation, 1931-2014. Brian Hyland, Sealed with a Kiss guy and Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. 1943, from the Walker Brothers, The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine, John Moss. 1943, onward. Oh, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Kenny Houston. 1944, Al Michaels. 1944, Cliff Harris played in five Super Bowls with the Cowboys. 1948, the country singer, Barbara Fairchild. She inflicted us with that teddy bear song. Steve Bartowski, first round pick out of Cal, quarterback, 1952. From the Bay City Rollers, Leslie McCowan, 1955. Nadia Comaneci, gymnastic, 1961. Greg Gagne, he was a pretty good shortstop. He's got a ring with the Twins, 1961. Let's see here. Time. Drug addict, Sammy Sosa, 1968. Everybody's favorite ice skater, Tanya Harding, 1970. Homer Bush, infielder with a bunch of teams, including the Yankees, didn't do much. But he made the big leagues, 1972. Who else do we have here? Corey Maggette, he was a good basketball player coming out of Duke, 1979. This guy was a tough linebacker. Lance Briggs, 1980, played with the Bears. And who else do we have? Jason Day, the golfer, 1987. And Russell Westbrook, basketball. He could play some hoops, couldn't he? Passing away on this day, Mr. William Holden, 1981. Percival Lovell, the astronomer, 1916. Also, who else died on this day? Tricky Dix, one of his staff, H.R. Haldeman, 1993. Eve Arden, Aramis Brooks, died in 1990. And who else do we have? I think that is it. Yep, that is it. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. He was a first-round pick out of UCLA. He was number 4 overall, and he was taken by the Oklahoma City Thunders. He was a MVP, 9-time All-Star, 2-time NBA All-Star Game MVP, if that means anything. I really don't know. And he was a 2-time scoring champion, 3-time NBA assist champion. That doesn't happen often. And, of course, he is known for his triple-doubles. Triple-doubles, how about that? That's something only the Big O, I think, has done. And he is one of the all-time NBA leaders in career triple-doubles. He holds the record for most career rebounds by a guard. That's pretty good, too. He's pretty tall, but he's a tough guy. Now, he's been criticized for some of his decisions he's made over the years. I'm talking about on the basketball court. But he put everything into his game, and he will end up in the in the Hall of Fame. Go ahead, Chris.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage and Pass Robles. Big or small, they store it all. A Pass Robles resident was killed in a car crash on Highway 101 late last week near Madonna Road in San Luis Obispo. 45-year-old Jonas Michael Gillespie of Pass Robles was killed, and no further information is available from CHP at this time. The next ad hoc committee meeting for food trucks in Pass Robles has been scheduled for tonight at 6 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunshine, highs in the upper 60s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Okay, he has averaged that feat of doing the triple-double for the season four times. Four times in his career. Russell Westbrook. All right, one more hour to go. This hour was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.